Let's talk things local council matters now. Mount Alexander Shire, Darren Fuzzard is the Chief Executive Officer. Darren, good morning.
Morning, Robbo.
That was a nice pump-up that Bert gave Maldon.
Yes, very good, Bert. Thank you for that. Glad that the locals are enjoying it. It's getting there, Robbo. We're far from finished with that project, but yeah, nice to see the power lines down and those really nice lights going in.
So, terrific.
More to come.
Now, new mayor and deputy mayor, we say a welcome to them.
We do, Robbo, and Councillor Bill Maltby is our mayor, and Councillor Rosie Annear is our new deputy mayor. Both of those were elected for 1 year at our November meeting last week, Robbo, and both were also recently elected to local government, so it was in the October meeting last year that they came into the team, but as many locals will know, our new mayor, Councillor Maltby, is not a new councillor by any means. He served on the former City of Castlemaine for 10 years back in 1984 until City of Castlemaine was part of the amalgamation into Mount Alexander Shire as we know it now in 1995. And he was actually, at the time, the city's youngest mayor at the age of 26, and
wow.
He served two terms as deputy mayor. So very experienced leader in himself, and just a wonderful councillor in Councillor Rosie Annear as well. So a great leadership team for the next 12 months, and looking forward to that, Robbo. So
yeah.
Also did want to note our outgoing mayor, Councillor Tony Cordy, who has led the council through the last 12 months of the pandemic. Really tough time to do that, to be mayor, and want to thank Councillor Cordy and acknowledge his strong leadership over that time as our mayor. And importantly, of course, to thank his family for supporting him in that role, which is so important in such a challenging role.
Yeah, indeed. Castlemaine Town Hall being lit up to shine a light on gender-based violence. Anything we can do to highlight this, I think, is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that's for sure, Robbo. So, and that, of course, is part of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence, the global movement that has become. So for our part, we're staging a fantastic light show, I understand, which is going to run nightly on the front of the Castlemaine Town Hall, and that's going to start this Thursday, the 25th of November, and we'll go through until Friday, the 10th of December. And we've commissioned local artist Jim Coe, who many will know, and he's created and we'll be projecting the light show, which will feature an artistic representation of the impact of family and gender-based violence in the Shire. So not an easy thing to confront, Robbo, but we think it's really important to acknowledge and show support for our local families who have been and are impacted by family violence, and really encourage everyone to reflect on what can we all do to address the causes of gender-based violence. So,
yeah.
Very much encourage everyone, Robbo, to have a look at that. It comes on after dark, so 8:30 p.m. from this Thursday, Robbo, and runs through until 10 p.m. each night, and that will be up to and including the 10th of December, as I say, when is the last day of the 16 Days campaign.
Well done. Now, Council, as always, all the councils seeking input from people on the Council's 22-23 budget and proposed new footpaths.
We are, Robbo. So, with the footpaths, there's five different projects that we're doing the planning and design phase for across the Shire at the moment. And we'd really like to get the people who will be hopefully benefited by those footpaths when they're constructed to get involved and let us know about anything that they know about the local area that we really need to build into the design. So whether that's to do with flooding problems, or there's drainage matters that need to be dealt with as part of the project, or there's any specific safety matters particularly that people want to make sure we get right or get addressed as part of that design process. So love to hear from nearby residents on those five projects. So there's three in Castlemaine, there's one in Tewton, and there's the other one is in Campbell's Creek along the Campbell's Creek Friars Road. Love to hear from residents affected by those or benefiting from those by Monday the 6th of December. I'll come back to how in a moment. As you say, Robbo, the other one is the council budget. So like everybody else, we've started developing the 22-23 council budget. It takes a long time to do that, so we always start 9 or 10 months ahead of actually adopting the budget. So that's where we're at the moment. We'd really like to get input from anyone out in the community who wants to suggest to us what they think the priority should be. We got a lot of advice through that council plan process that we and every other council has just recently concluded, Robbo. So there's major objectives in there. 13 of them that relate to things like supporting physical and mental health through to strengthening the local economy, through to addressing climate change and a lot more. So we'd ask people, have a think about those priorities and tell us what you think are the urgent priorities to get put into the 22-23 budget. And we'd like people to get back to us on that one, Robbo, by Tuesday the 11th of January. So there's a bit of time for that.
Yep.
All of that, Robbo, is on Shape Mount Alexander website, which is all one word, shapemountalexander.vic.gov.au, and you can have your say on both of those things and many other things that get put up on that website.
Okay. And just quickly, the final one, mate, new speed limits. Ask drivers slow down near the popular swimming hole.
Yes, the Expedition Pass Reservoir, which nobody knows what that is, but everybody knows what the res is, Robbo, in Golden Point. Right. And we're just reminding everybody that new seasonal speed limit that we put in place last year, that's coming back in place this year. So from Wednesday the 1st of December, we'll have the speed limit drop from 80 kilometres an hour down to 40 kilometres an hour for the summer and into the early autumn. So that's in that really tricky stretch of road where it has a lot of tight corners and there's quite a few bends where people pull off to park when they go for a swim, Robbo. So just really ask everybody, as of 1st of December, make sure that you're following what the speed limits are out there so that everyone can have a really safe and fun day out at the res.
A bit of after dark parking too, I'd suggest out there as well, Darren. Huh? Was that one of young Fuzzard's stomping grounds? Huh?
Was not, Robbo. No, I can't say that I grew up around here.
Okay, so I'll take that as a pass then. All right, Darren.
Get me out of that.
Yeah, no, you got out of that all right. mate, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Robbo.
Cheers, Darren Fuzzard from the Mount Alexander Shire.